A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Maryland, wishing you a happy new year and a prosperous 2021.
Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabweans on the year 2021. So what do you think about this year and how was 2020? So we see that COVID-19, Jonga, was right on top there in terms of news. It's just been killing people left, right, and center. So as we speak right now, according to the Ministry of Health, there are over 13,000 people who have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March 2020. And out of this number, 11,250 people have died. 11,250 people have recovered. And then 363 have actually died. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, over 84 million people have contracted COVID-19. And 1,821,183 have actually died. And the same hospital reports that over 20 million people have contracted COVID-19 in USA, and over 346,000 have actually died. So this disease is actually killing a lot of people. So we're going to have a corner. Lamtake singene kumyaka omutsha 2021 sethemba lokuthi liyaphila. I-COVID-19 yiyo engazani itsha abantu okunye okumangalisayo. Kule Zimbabwe baningi abantu sebebhubha, okuqela abanye ngabangani bethu, omunye wangikhona ke obhubhileyo. Umnumzana Bekezela Matumofuzwayo waziwa kwezombukisazwe. Ucommentator sibili omunye onzima kakhulu, lo omunye ubishop sibili omkhulu we-Brethren in Christ Church, sizokuthiwa lake kasekho. Kuzobuya labantu abaningi abanye ngodokotela, abanye ngabantu nje abanjengami. So ke umkhuhlane lo subanjwe ngabantu abayi 13,867 kwele Zimbabwe, kuthi abayi 11,250 sebephephe kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abayi 363 sebabhubha. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, Jonga, iJohns Hopkins University bika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 84 million asebebanjwe COVID-19, kuthi abayi 1,821,183 sebabhubha. Kuzobuya ke lapha kwele Melika, umkhuhlane lo udla ubhedu. 20 million people asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuze kusithi abedlula 346,000 kungani sebabhubha. Kunjalo ke Jonga.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, vadiwa vateereri, tichiti makorokoto egoredzva ra2021. Tichitarisa kumashure, tinoona kuti gore ra2020 ranga riri gore ranga rakaomera vana veZimbabwe pamwe chete nepasi rose kuburikidza nechirwere checovid-19. Chirwere checovid-19 kubva pachapinda muZimbabwe muna March wegore rapera chabata vanhu vanodarika zviuru gumi nezvitatu nemazana masere kana kuti over 13,800. Kuchiti nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita mazana maviri nemakumi mana nevaviri kana 242 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi, kwoitawo vatatu vakashaya kubva kuchirwere ichocho. Izvi zviri kusiya vanhu vachiri kurwara nechirwere ichi munyika yose vari pa2254 kana kuti zviuru zviviri nemazana maviri nemakumi mashanu nevana, mushure mekunge vanodarika zviuru gumi nechimwe 11,000 vapora. Pasi rose pane vanhu vanodarika 84 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchiti vafa vachidarika 1.8 million. Aya mashoko ari kubva kuJohns Hopkins University Hospital iri muno muAmerica. America ndonyika ine vanhu vakawandisa vabatwa nekufa nechirwere ichi pasi rose. Vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi kusvika pari zvino vari kunzi vadarika 20 million. Kuchiti vanhu vafa vadarikawo 346,000. MuAfrica, tisakangana kuti South Africa ndo nyika ine vanhu vakawandisa vabatwa pamwe nekufa nechirwere ichi. Ndo imwe yenyaya dzatikurukure nhasi. Tichitarisawo zvakare kuti gore ra2020 rakafamba sei, inyaya tichakurukura nezvinotarisirwa nevanhu mugore ra2021 nezvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura, Gibbs.
Kunjalo Jonga Kandemiri. Sorry, I think in Miami, ungazani ibanjongo. Sorry, Jonga. In Miami, kati ungazani imited. So we've got some people who actually sent us some audios, and you know, people are talking a lot about 2021, and they are making some reflections about 2020. Let's hear what some of them are saying about, you know, this year, Jonga.
Lana e Johannesburg, South Africa, silifisela lonke ku studio 7 umnyaka ka 2021 omuhle ogcwele izibusiso ogcwele impumelelo. Silifisela zonke ngathi uNkulunkulu ngafeza zonke izifiso zezinhliziyo zenu. Silifisela njalo izwe lakithi konke ubuhle obukhona na emhlabeni ngathi kungaphela konke ubudlwangudlwangu nako konke ungathi uNkulunkulu engaligeza lelana lizwe. Njalo ngifisela iqembu lami ngilithandayo le-MDC Alliance nayo bonke abaholi bayo from uPresident wethu Nelson Chamisa kusiza nabasekele bakhe konke lama-members in general umnyaka omuhle omuhle. Sithi yebo siyangena ku-2021 sinamandla amatsha, amandla okumelana nalesi silo othiwa iZANU PF. Akukho lutho oluhlulayo abantu uma bemanyene bebambele. Ngitsho noGoliyathi wahlulwa nguDavida.
Mina ngubhanda moyo ngithi hayi asingeneni eminyakeni omuhle omutsha u-2021 singabaphilileyo sonke sivalelisa u-2020 lo nyaka esisebenze zima ngemikhuhlane. Ya sicela singeneni kahle kakhulu ngibhekela ipolitiki yeZimbabwe ukuthi mhlawumbe ngomnyaka ozayo kuzalwa ngcono. Sawabona amadoda lapha badle phana lapha, hayi lingene kahle ku-2021. Siyabonga.
Ebo Studio 7 ninjani? Ninjani? Gama lami ngushukela ngiphuma lapha eNkayi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu basakazi bami, sibonge ukusethulela indaba. Umnyaka uzuye phela, sesiye emnyakeni omusha, sisethulela indaba, sizwa konke ongabe kusenzeka ezweni. Sibonga lina kakhulu, lingene kahle emnyakeni omuhle omuhle basakazi bami, umnyaka omutsha. Siyacela lingene kahle kakhulu, iziphathe kahle, sibe nani futhi kulo nyaka ozayo. Isethulela indaba ngisho lonke basakazi baStudio 7, siyabonga lisenzeke khona. Ngibe sengiya lapha eNkayi eDurban lapha engizalwa khona. Ngibe sengiyabingelela unkosikazi wami kakhulu engimthanda kakhulu, uMathanga. Ngithi nkosikazi nabantwana ngenani kahle eminyakeni omusha, ngisho nezihlobo zami zonke ngenani kahle eminyakeni omusha. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Studio 7, siphathe kahle kakhulu. Amen.
Hey, hayi, mina engikhulumayo ngumama Mandlovu. Hayi, kodwa ngilesikhalazo sibili seSouth Africa lesi esihlukuluza abantu kangaka. Abantwana abanye ababuya ngemakhaya ngapho bayabaxotha, kodwa ngapha amabhenki bavalile bayala lezi mali zabo. Umntwana uyabe esebenzile, kumbuyabelwa kuyilitafulu kwakhe. I-South Africa iphilisa abantu nzima. Uyathathela imali nje uzihambele esitaradeni, yakhonjelwa ngesibhamu. Kathesi ufake ifihla imali zakho umntwana emthethweni, ukuthi ngiyabe ifake emthethweni. Manje sesiyakuthi bafika bemtshele bethi awula mali lapha ebhenki, bayala lezi mali zabo. Manje bethi bayenze njani? Bebefanele bephuma abantwana bayihlulekile. Hayi, i-South Africa ayikho ikhanje lisise kahle ivule. URamaphosa akavula amehlo, ngoba ayi uhlukuluzo lukhona kuma-president lubi kakhulu, ikakhulu sikhala nge-South Africa. Abantu abethu bakhonale right, sebevulile babavalele futhi izimali. Bebuye ngani? Sekumele behlale ngoba vele mayingela mali angeke zabuye. Sicela kwe kungani ukungalungisa lololo daba lwezimali zabo emabhenki.
So people are talking here, you know, they are wishing that 2021 should be better than 2020, Joga, because they are saying they suffered a lot because of COVID-19 and the lack of rains and all these other things. So people are really saying, let's have a better year this year. And then many people are also praising Studio 7. They are saying that, you know, we are giving them what they want. And that is news, news and news. So then the last lady, the lady that spoke last, actually said the problem that she's facing is that her kids are in South Africa and they cannot come back to Zimbabwe because of restrictions, you know, over the borders and all these other things. So it's resulting in them starving at home, you know. So they are facing all these other problems. So we also have got some Shona voices. Let's listen to what people are saying here.
Let me come on. Adolf Shaba, Lana e Johannesburg, South Africa. Silifisela lonke ku Studio 7 umnyaka ka 2021 omuhle ogcwele isibusiso, ogcwele impumelelo. Silifisela zonke, ngathi uNkulunkulu ngafeza zonke izifiso zezinhliziyo zethu. Sifisela njalo izwi lakithi, konke ubuhle obukhona emhlabeni, ngathi kungaphela konke ubudlwangudlwangu nako konke, ngathi uNkulunkulu engaligeza lelana lizwe. Njalo ngifisela iqembu lami ngilithandayo le-MBC Alliance, layo bonke abaholi bayo from uPresident wethu Nelson Chamisa kusiza nabasekele bakhe konke lama-members in general. Umnyaka omuhle omuhle, sithi yebo siyangena ku-2021 sinamandla amatsha, amandla okumelana nalesi silo okuthiwa iZANU-PF. Akukho lutho oluhlulayo abantu uma bemanyele bebambele. Ngitsho noGoliyathi wahlulwa nguDavida.
Mina ngubhanda moya ngithi hayi, asingeneni eminyakeni omuhle omutsha u-2021 singabaphilileyo sonke, sivalelisa u-2020 lonyaka esisebenze zima ngemikhuhlane. Ya, sicela singeneni kahle kakhulu ngibhekela ipolitiki yeZimbabwe ukuthi mhlawumbe ngomnyaka ozayo kuzaba ngcono. Sawabona amadoda lapha badle phana lapha, hayi lingene kahle ku-2021. Siyabonga.
Ebo Studio 7, ninjani? Ninjani? Gama lami ngushukela, ngivuma lapha enkayi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu basakazi bami, sibonge ukusethulela indaba. Umnyaka uzuyephela, sesiye emnyakeni omusha, ngisethulela indaba, sizwa konke ongabe kusenzeka ezweni. Sibonga lina kakhulu, lingene kahle emnyakeni omuhle omuhle basakazi bami. Umnyaka omutsha siyacela lingene kahle kakhulu, liphathe kahle, sibe nani futhi kulo nyaka ozayo. Isethulela indaba nisho lonke basakazi ba-Studio 7, siyabonga nisenzele khona. Ngibe sengiya lapha enkaya etorhwe lapha engizalwa khona, ngibe sengiyabingela unkosikazi wami kakhulu engimthanda kakhulu, uMathanyo Mthi. Nkosikazi nabantwana, ngenani kahle eminyakeni omutsha. Ngisho nezihlobo zami zonke, ngenani kahle eminyakeni omusha. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Studio 7, siphathe kahle kakhulu. Amen.
Hayi, mina engikhulumayo ngumama Mandlovu. Hayi, kodwa ngilesikhalazo sibili seSouth Africa lesi esihlukuluza abantu kangaka. Abantwana abanye ababuya ngemakhaya ngapho bayabaxotsha, kodwa ngapha amabhenki bavalile bayala lezimali zabo. Umntwana uyabe sebenzile. Kumbuyabelwa kuyilitafulu kwakhe, iSouth Africa iphilisa abantu nzima. Uyathathela imali nje usihambele esitaradeni, uyakhonjelwa ngesibhamu. Kathesi ufake ifihla imali zakhe umntwana emthethweni, ukuthi ngiyabe ngifake emthethweni. Manje sesiyakuthi bafika bemtshele bethawula mali lapha ebhenki, bayala lezi mali zabo. Manje bethi bayenze njani? Bebefanele bephuma abantwana bayihlulekile. Hayi, iSouth Africa ayikho ikhange lisise kahle ivule. URamaphosa akavula amehlo. Ngoba ayi, uhlukuluzo lukhona kuma-president lubi kakhulu. Ikakhulu sikhala nge-South Africa, abantu bethu bakhonale. Right, sebevulile, babavalele futhi izimali. Bekuye ngani sekumele behlale, ngoba vele maye ngalamali angeke zabuye. Sicela kuke kungani ukungalungisa lololo daba lwezimali zabo emabhenki.
Ini ndinoitwa Kulumani Sukumani paBoera apo. Ndangoti zvangu ndingoyi. Farise hama neShamwari vanondiziya. Ndichiti makadiko, tiripo zvedu paCape Town, hatina kukwanisa kuenda kumusha. Nenhau yeCovid zvino hazvina kunge zvakamira zvakanaka ba, pakatoipa, iri kungodai kuramba ichingoita kudai. But kumhuri yekwangu, ndinoti mufaro kuti tipinde mugore idzva hama neShamwari. Dai zvaibvira maimbondiridzira ukasonka majeso kekuti makandidana ndikasauyako ndisina mare kamajeso.
Zita ndonzi Norman baba Eriza kana kuti baba Gafa. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. MuZimbabwe hamunaki nekuti gore rapera ba, kuti gore rino iri zvinodai zvinodai. Zimbabwe rinakiswa ndiye neleadership.
Ndakura ndimufundisi moyo. Aiwa tinoti Happy New Year kuAfrica yose. saka rigaita ngino kunamata mudzarawo mwana kumana mwe yamutsene shwa masimbose Jehovah kusina zaveta baba chiri nyingitira nokunamata mukati menguva dzino baba mukupinda kwataita goredzwa mukati menyika yeAfrica nokutina nokupembera mwari kudhuma kokita sungano yemukati menzimbo dzatiri baba dzitema nokutenda simba remwe yamutsene kuti mwari matipinda nyangwe zvakarema zvaigoza mukati menino gore vanhu vakawanda vasina kufara nekupembera mukati megore rino nokurwadzika nokutambudzika pazvizhinji asi nokuda kwesimba remwe yamutsene mwari tinokuti ine nokunamata imwari wedu mationesa igora 2021 baba kunyangwe vazhinji vapinda vano kuchema nokutambudzika baba tapinda chizere kusuruvara nokuda kweCOVID-19 hama zhinji dzakasara muguva 2021 muguva 2020 asi Jehovha rinopinda mugore rino tinotenda mweya mutsene kudenga muchatibatsira saka ndimwari wekudenga mwari munyaradziro kwafadza igore rino senyika yekwedu yeZimbabwe nokuno kwatiri baba tinonyengetera tinamari kukumbira simba rekudenga rigare munesu nokuti mwari makafanyira kuvakari pakati pedu hanina nejehovha ngaitiro zvakanaka baba segore rino rematendera rati angana nhasi baba rekushanda nesimba rekunamata nesimba pamberi penyu jehovha mwari tinodenga tinoti tichakunda mukati menguva yakaita saino muri mutsvene muri jehovha muri rudo muri rugare nokusingaperi gwayana ramwari kuti aleluya anditi yetu new year ndivamufundisi mwoyo vaine zvakanaka
ajiti makorokoto mugureja muzimbabwe makorokoto mugureja kapinda mugureja
hello pastudio 7 ndinoda kukwazisawo hama dzangu dzose dziri kuzimbabwe kuti munofara here pindai gureja iri mune zvakanaka mwari akatichengeta kubva muna 2020 saka tava kupindazve 2021 mwari ngaatichengete zvakare uye ndichikwazisawo mukadzi wangu Audrey Nyamadyo nemhuri yangu yose nemhuri yekwadhiraivha yose ndinoikwazisa muzita raJesu amen.
There you are, Tunga.
Yes, thank you, Gibbs. So we have some who are sending their messages here. Gainingu Weringa, Waviri Wata, Tutinam, Koma, Michael Fudza. And how are you, Jonga, watching you from live from Johannesburg? Happy New Year, Amazangu. Kweta mkomba, mkoma kumbirai magaisa. And Happy New Year, mkoma Jonga. Kweta mkoma Vusimuzi, Ndlovu, Linjani. Tinopira kuno. Kuna mkoma Kennedy Zitsato. Mangwana ni pachirongwa watching you live from Harare, Borodale. Ndua mwewanu warutumira mashoko kuno Gibbs. Thank you so much. Tinona tane mumwe. We banyarikani wedu pachirongwa. Vafarai maguu. Vanoe mutungamiri. We sanga nore. Center for Natural Resource Governance. Tinogamchira mchirongwa vaya maguu.
Mazita.
Thank you so much. Maybe Gibbs, you have the first question for Mr. Magu from that end.
Yes, Mr. Magu, we are entering a new year. So what's your take on what is going on, you know, 2021?
First, let me say Happy New Year to you, Gibbs and Jonga, and everyone who is watching right now. Yeah, unfortunately for Zimbabwe, it doesn't sound like 2021 will bring anything new. Mainly because the same government that was with us in 2020 is crossing over with us into 2021. There has not been a major shift in terms of the way government is operating. Number one, we talk about the elephant in the living room, which is corruption. We have had very high-profile corruption cases in the country. Where a lot of money has been looted from state coffers, state businesses, and nothing has been done to rectify that problem. We are also seeing the worsening of the economic crisis of the country, especially looking at the ordinary people in Zimbabwe. There is no industry that is performing well, except maybe Nyaradzo and other funeral parlors, but in terms of real production for exports, there is nothing that is happening. A lot of Zimbabweans have no jobs. The lockdown measures have actually worsened the situation. So, unfortunately, we are going to see continuation of the informalization of the economy, where majority of the people will be living from hand to mouth, selling anything they can lay their hands on, until government attend to the economic fundamentals, put in place policies that can ensure trust and confidence, especially if they want to attract investors. We need policy consistency, not the situation we have right now, whereby if people put their money in the banks, they are not so sure whether they are able to withdraw that money when they need it. So this is some of the problems that I foresee continuing into 2021.
Vama kutro kumira mungo zukurura. Anzi zukurura ini simba mungo zukurura. Zamatawara murimi rwe chishona.
Ndinotenda jonga. Ndilikuwe za kutawara kuti. Watunga miri watanga tina omuna 2020. Ndo watiku pinda na omuna 2021. Atina kuona shandu koji uru. Pama fungiru au. Utunga miri wau. Tichikrosa kupinda muna 2021. Chakaita matambuziko uori. Akashambadzwa vamwe vacho vakambosiiswa mabasa asi hatina kuona vanhu vakaita sana Obadiah Moyo vachiendeswa kutrongo kwenguva yakareba kana vana Priscilla Mfumira vakabira mapensioners vabereki vedu vakasiya mabasa kare kare hatina kuona vachipiwa mitongo yakasimba saka tiri kuona sekuti huri hucharamba ririro dambudziko. I think that is the elephant in the living room, the biggest problem that mudziko hombe richanga richinetsa vana veZimbabwe muna 2021. Tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yekuti mitemo yedu haina kugadzikana, haisi kunyatsa kuyanana. Vanhu vakaisa mari dzavo mumabhanga vari kunetseka kuti vatore mari idzodzo. Zvinoreva izvo kuti vanoda kuuya kuzotanga mabhizinesi munyika vanotya kupinda mudziva rine ngwena. Kuti vakaisa mari dzavo mabhanga havazokwanisa kubudisa mari idzodzo. Naizvozvo hatisi kuzoona kumutsiridzwa kwemabhizimisi asi tichangoona vanhu vachingopona nehwaku mukwako zvekuti anenge ari kutengesawo nzungu apa, umwe ari kutengesawo mbatya dzemumabhero apa, tichingowana kuti tikwanise kurarama kusvika muzuva remangwana, asi handizvo zvinofanira kunga zvichiitika munyika.
Asi vama guhu, ndisa tinda kuzosera kuna Gibbs, ningu isa mvunze ipapo. Ii mosha ye government ere, ii mosha ye uru mende ere, ye kuti jese za mataura zunge zichitika. Na uti nunzwa, vama wanengu wachitaura kutaiwa, uru mende ya ita shaka wanda kwazo, ya gazirisa nyaze upumi, ya gazirisa nyaze migwagwa, ya gazirisa chinone chocho. Imi zisore nyiru kunguona zisiri kugadze wane, uru mende zisiri kubudirira. Akuno ere, zunguza mungati, zabudirira mgorero.
Inina angu ndirola kuti ndiitaure ndakamira pachokwadi. Hapana chandaona chanyatsa kugadziriswa nehurumende yedu. Hurumende yedu chainonetsera ndechekuti vanofarira makamera, mavideo kamera ezBC. Vakaita kanhu kadiki diki nekasina nemusoro wese, kanobva kashambadzwa kuti onai zvataita. Panyaya yemigwagwa ndoda ndikuudzei kuti vanhu vazhinji iko zvino pazororo rino iri vakatadza kuenda kunoonana nehama neshamwari kumamisha. Nekuti migwagwa yedu it's a state of disaster. Tochitarisa nyaya yandataura yemabank, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe iko zvino izvi. Yanzvimbo yemakororo, harisisiri bhanga reguru renyika rine mukurumbira. Nechikonzero chekuti vanhu vakaisa mari dzavo. Isu tinotarisa kuti hurumende ndiyo inofanira kuprotekta mainterest evanhu vanoisa mari mumabank. Asi iko zvino izvi handizivi kuti kangani kandakapinda mabank. Ndichiona vanhu vachiratidza kunyunyuta, vachiudzwa kunzi nyorai tsamba kana muchida mari. Tsamba iyo inoenda kuReserve Bank of Zimbabwe, ndiyo inozofunga kuti vokupai here mari kana kuti kwete, asi mari yacho ndeyako. Saka izvozvo ndinoti hurumende ndiyo iri kuita ukoronera, wokupira vanhu mari dzavo, zvikuru sei mari dzekuAmerica, maUnited States dollars. Mari iyo ikadzama yapinda mubhengi, kuzoibuditsa kwacho unenge wakuudzwa zvakawanda kuti utadze kutora mari yako upiwe RTGS. Kutoesonye zvipatara zviri mumaoko ehurumende. Saka hurumende kana iri kutadza kupa madoctors nemanesi mugoo une musoro, zvinoreva izvo kuti vari kukondema zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu veZimbabwe kuti vafe nguva yavo isati yakwana, nekuti avo vashandi vehurumende asi vari kushanda vari kunyunyuta nekuti zvichemo zvavo hazvisiri kugamuchirwa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Makuhu. Let's get a councillor in Ochonga. This councillor is in Matobo district. As a sister spanda talk to him, Let's hear what he said about what's going on in Zimbabwe.
Mina ngukansila uW Moyo oka ward 18 eMatopo. Umnyaka lo u2020 ube ngumnyaka onzima kakhulu ngoba bese kulomkhuhlane owe COVID. Obangela ukuthi udevelopment wethu ahluphe kakhulu singabile impumelelo enhle. I-percent esingabe siyihambile kwa-represent maybe 30%. Osokubangela ukuthi sibe nenhlupho ezinkulu ezenza ukuthi into zethu zingalungi. Sibe lodubo kakhulu lwendlala ubungumnyaka kade wome kakhulu amanzi. Omama besebelala ezikotsho bebeshiya amanzi. Ungasela direction ukuthi baya ngaphi. Izifuyo zethu zife kakhulu kube nendlala enkulu kungakafika isikhathi sezulu. Lamanzi ashota kakhulu. Akuzange kwaba khona uncedo lwe-stock feed lokuthi besithengwa ngaphi imali yakhona ibiphezulu kakhulu. Ebantwini abangokubaba kube nzima ukuthi isikhathi sokulima nxa sesiqalisa baqale kahle ngoba impahla zokulima bezingekho. Okunye futhi kuhluphe kakhulu abantwana besikolo umnyaka lo ube mubi kakhulu, especially ebantwaneni babe-upper ama-secondary. Ubuningi babo bakhanya sekuyivisi kuphela lapha ekhaya and bakhanya bakhule kakhulu kwedlula i-age yabo. Asisakwazi kumbe siqale kutsha kumbe sibadlulise i-grade and lababhalileyo kasisaqinisa ukuthi kuphumeni ngoba lokhu egcina ibhuku ngo-March kuyisenziwa i-lockdown. Bapho kuvula ngo-November wakhaya sokuthiwa bayabhala. Kusethusile lokhu and kasilaqinisa ukuthi kulento enhle ezaphumela ikusasa yethu yabantwana besikolo. Kulaba abe-primary vele kasilaqinisa ukuthi bazahamba kugrade elandelayo kuhle kumnyaka ozayo. Sokungumthandazo kuphela. Thina siba lohlupho olukhulu kakhulu lokuthi ezinye izikolo ziyakhona ukusebenzisa ama-network. Lapha kakula yona sign ukuthi umntwana ungamfundisa ngendaba zefoni kuba nzima kakhulu. Ukuthi ngabe ku-2020 inama-network esasiwapronisiwe aphekwa akhiwa midi ngabe lathi sikulevu yabanye abantu. So lololo uhlupho lwe-network luluhlupho oluhlupha abantu abaningi ukuthi sibe up to standard lamanye lezinye indawo. Kodwa-ke kweze-development iwadi le iphezulu, i-community yakhona iyasukuma. Ilama structures amaningi ngathi ematopi lama structures amaningi kudla amanye amawadi ngoba ilama primary 3, lama secondary 2, lama clinic 2, okwenza ukuthi amanye amawadi ematopu awalakho and i-community yakhona iyaparticipate kuhle kakhulu nxa kungathiwa kasibambisane. Amafitshane umnyaka lo u-2021 besifuna ukuthi ngabe kuyayenza ngabe siyathola i-network kuba lapho esileka khona. Ma kusenza sibe lama small dams ngoba indaba yama yokudrika thina siba lama dry water tablet khani ngani phansi kakhulu futhi kulamadwala ukuthi ngathi siyaba lama small dams sibe le network yokukhulumisana sidinge indlela engayenza ukuthi umuntu lapha akhulumisa nosekhoneni yewadi kuzwisisana ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Yes, so that councillor is saying a lot there, Chonga, you know, concerning his place, you know, he's saying that the major problem was hunger and COVID-19. So, according to him, you know, they lost many livestock. So, he's saying that it was because of lack of rains and, you know, the grazing lands were just depleted. And then in terms of COVID-19, he says kids didn't learn a lot, you know, so they've got now a problem where they're trying to figure out what to do next this year. Whether to downgrade the kids to the other level instead of taking them upwards, you know. So they are still debating on that. And then you further say that the other problem is pregnancies, since there are too many of them among kids. So he's a very worried man, Joga.
Yes, but what I like to Gibbs is that he said his community is doing a lot in making sure that they develop their area despite all those challenges. Though he bemoans lack of network in their area to help kids if they are to do their schoolwork at home. So he's urging the government to also look into that problem and also the need for small dams and borehole, because he said the water table is now very, very low. So those challenges they are not facing Matopo only, they are facing a lot of wards in the country. Ndozi mweze matambudziko ari kusangana ne vagari veku Matopo uko tanzwa mumwe kanzura achitarangura kuti dambudziko ririko ravakasangana naro muna 2020 hombe ranga riri kuti vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere cheCovid-19 koya dambudziko renzara pamusoro pezvo nyaya yekuti vana vechikoro vanga vasingakwanisi kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yechirwere cheCovid-19 zvavari kuti zvakaunza matambudziko akawanda vanasikana vachibata pamuviri koitawo mamwe matambudziko avataura matambudziko ekuti mvura daiwa vana madhamu madiki kana kucherwa mabhoro asi vari kuti mabhoro dambudziko hombe ravepo nderekuti water table kana kuti mvura yapasi pasi zvakanyanya zvokuti mabhoro anenge achitodzikiswa asi chikuru chandafarira ndechekuti kansera avataura yekuti aiwa mucommunity mavo munharaunda yavo vanhu vemunharaunda yavo vari kuita zvikuru kusimudzira nharaunda yavo vari kushanda ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvavataura kuti kunyange vaine matambudziko ose iwayo vari kuita budiriro vakatovaka mapuraimari matatu nezvimwe zvakadaro Gibbs.
Yes, we also have some more audios, you know, from people. So let's hear what people are saying.
Makadiku vashamariri vestudio 7 nemi vatungamiri nemi vateereri vestudio 7 city happy happy new year kuhappy goredza. Ndoda kungokwazisawo hama dzangu dzekwachikide dzese dziri kubocha uko ndichiti happy new year, happy goredza. Ndoda kukwazisa futi vamai vangu vari ikokoko vamai Reason Chikide nevafana vangu nemufana wangu Silent Chikide ari ikoko kumusha nevazukuru vangu vese vanogara nambuya Chikide ikoko ndichiti happy new year. Kwazisa zvemukadzi mudzimai wangu ari ikoko mai Theophilus naTheophilus wacho naTrinos vana vangu vanova vakorori wangu ndichiti happy new year mutambe goredza. Inini ndiri bondi right hangu handisati ndasangana nedambudziko ba rakadai nemakorona virus matenda ari kufamba asi ndinongoti chengetwai nashe murege kusikirwa ngecyclone chaleni iri kunetsayo tongowanzawo munamato kuti ikupendere iwo isakubata iwo paeria pemuri ndichiti mutambe goredza tatenda hangu ndini Brandon Chikide ndiri paClubmats Cape Town
nokutenda nenhau dzamunotipa dzechokwadidza. Gore rino ranga rakaoma zvaro 2020 asi handinovimba 2021 nekuti ichaita nani kana coronavirus ikakurumidza kupera. Zvandatanga kuita ndichongoti zano iyo vangapaparika vangaita sei asi nyika ino yeZimbabwe gore rinouya hariperi ichaita standstill hapana wanosvika nayo havaikwanisi inongoda chinja havaikwanisi vakaikoniwa muna mainvestors hakusinyatsorumwa zvakanaka zvinhu zvese zvakamira zvichanyatsomira kuti nsi vachaitiza nyika iyi kaita vasei vapaparike. Ndini Ben Moyo ndikuno kusouth africa.
Makadiki vana mukoma Jonga vana mukoma tanoka vandi uko kuwashington DC chiti happy new year chitamhorisa kuhama dzangu dziri pamberengwa apa mai vangu nevanin'ina vangu chiti happy ikoko mama chiti hepi mafana vangu vaningira vangu muri sei ikoko vana Eddington kumberengwa uko handi edimomo zvake papetroli apa
lenjani vantu vestudio 7 avahle ivizo lami murevolution mbala ngikhuluma ngisebutswana lidle njani inyuye ngapho. Ngapha sidlile kodwa hayi bekunzima mani corona leyi isenzele nking singazi ukuthi ekhaya bayidle njani kidi khona ngale bhinga kodwa hayi kuzalunga unkulunkulu ukhona siyayikhulekela ukuthi icorona leyi iphele ndibingelele ubaba lo mama labana bami nje nomntanami abasekhaya khona ngale bhinga esigabeni sengorongoro.
Ngiyabingelela msakazi we-Studio 7 happy new year. siyezwa bayakhuluma ngemgwaqo ukuthi imgwaqo yalungiswa, umgwaqo osuka eBeit useHarare leminye leminye iphi yakhona imgwaqo elungiswa eminye kukhulunywa ngomgwaqo othiwa eHarare yiyo okhulunywa ngawo. Kanti yazihlapha kulo mgwaqo oyi-1 kuphela or imgwaqo eminingi kuzokhona ukuthiwa umgwaqo uyalungiswa sekhona kugwaqo eHarare kuphela. Umgwaqo ube lungiswe yonke namadamu kule abantu abanamanzi koBulawayo, kumele kulungiswe yonke into ibe khona, hhayi bekhuluma befanisela. Asifuna ukufanisela, le mali ade kuthiwa izosiza kuma ukuthi kune-cyclone ayithathwe iyenze imigwaqo imoshekile, imigwaqo yaBulawayo imoshekile, imigwaqo yamaNdebeleni yonke imigwaqo, umgwaqo we-Beit Bridge uBulawayo umoshekile, ayithathe le mali yelungisa lomgwaqo, hhayi lokho bedla imali abantu be-SANPF. Asikujabulele lokho abakwenzayo kulo ikhuluma ngezinto bengazenzi. Happy New Year bonke basibalaleli be-Studio 7.
Khona ukhohlizwa ukuthi owezimabhuku uzoba right. 2021 will be the tough year. UMazimbabweans. Baqedinela abantwana besikolo. No jobs. Sayihlala emakhaya. What are they going to do? Kuzoba tough. Ikhona iplan abazayo. Maybe uzathola beyenza i-national service. Into ezathi incede kulabo. That's the only way izane zabe idingisisa ukuthi yenze. Kuzoba tough. Tough. Abantu basazotarajwa. Was about tough front versus a super.
There you are, Chunga. Some people are saying that 2021 may be worse than 2020, you know, because they are not seeing anything coming their way, you know, because of COVID, because of hunger, because of the political situation as well. They are saying it's not conducive for any kind of development. So they are really sad, some people. But others are positive that maybe things may change, but not much, you know. And there's one guy who talked about dams in Zimbabwe. He says there's the money that was set aside for a tropical storm Chalain. So that money should be now used for other projects, you know, instead of taking back to the government coffers. So a lot is being said here, Chunga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I'm not sure whether Mr. Magoo is still there.
Yes, he's still there. So we're still trying to get Mr. Masara Uri, okay. I think he's there, but he's not responding. So
kana paine vanogona kuteerera vanenge vari kumahofisi ekumusoro, chekutanga tinotarisa nzvimbo dzatine yatingati comparative advantage, patinenge tiine mukana wekuti tinokwanisa kukurumidza kuwana pfunduso. Chotaura nyaya yemining, Zimbabwe inyika ine maminerals all over the country. Mamwe acho tine chiri nhamba yechipiri kana yechitatu pasi rese. Zvakaita sana platinum chrome, tinoproducer lithium yakanaka chaizvo. Saka hurumende inofanira kuti maminerals iwavo arege kucherwa nemakoronera ari muhurumende. Ngapaanyatse kusarudzwa mainvestor vane nhoroondo yemining. Noti kuti cabinet minister ndiye anochienda kunoforma company yekuenda kunochera mineral. Mario yochorera mhumi dzake. So mining yedu inoda kuti igadziriswe. Ma large scale mine, ma small scale mine, ma artisanal miners anoda kuti aorganizwe kuitira kuti goridhe ravanochera riende kuhurumende, kwete kuti ribuditswe kunze kwenyika zvisiri pamutemo sezvanga zvakuitwa nana Henrietta Rusquire. Chechipiri totarisa agriculture. Tine comparative advantage kuagriculture nenhau yekuti ivhu redu rakanaka, climate yedu zvisine nekuchinja kuti tamirire kunze iri nani compared nedzimwe nyika. Saka tinofanira kuti gadzirisa agriculture kuti lands ipiwe kune vanhu vanokwanisa kuproducer for exports. Kwete zvatiri kuona kuti varimwe vazhinji vari kurima huswa asi vari paminda yakanaka. Chechitatu, tourism ine mukana mukuru wekusimudzira economy yeZimbabwe. Hurumende inofanira kugadzira ma tourist facilities kunzvimbo dzakaita sana Gonara Zhou National Park, vakaita sana Nyanga, nekuwedzera marketing ye tourist destinations muZimbabwe. Nekuitawo zvekare kuti ma tourist kana vasvika munyika muno vagone kuita transactions dzavo basinga temisi kumusoro ndiri kureva kuti kutenga zvavanokwanisa kuti vatenge kana kubhadhara kazhinji unosvika pachorogeti chaipo unoona kuti mishini inenge ichinjema ichiramba kutambira mari saka ndozvinhu zvandofunga kuti izvozvo zvinogona kuti hurumende yedu iwane kutanga kuita mababy steps ekustabilize economy yezimbabwe
Thank you so much, Mr. Magu. I understand that many people are saying...
Well, maybe let's get in. Mr. Joseph Chuma is around now.
Okay, thank you so much. Go ahead, Gibbs.
So we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mabu Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you, sir. So tell us, 2021, we've got Mr. Farai Makuu here. We're saying nothing is going to change much, you know, because the government which is, you know, ruling in Zimbabwe is the same government that has been there for years. So now nothing is going to change. 2021.
That's the kind of pessimistic thinking that we don't need in Zimbabwe. We are going to a new year. And really what we need to be doing right now is to orient ourselves to have a positive a thinking mentality to say this is the time, this is the year, this is the moment we need to change things. We need to actually get our politics right now. We need to get our patriotism set on course right away. And that is the only way that will then begin to create the chain events of change. But if we want to dwell in negativity, if you want to have negative energy and then drain others down as well, we'll never get anything. Look, we have been plagued with a drought for some years now, and that was one equation that was, that was one piece of the puzzle that was missing for completing our puzzle of resuscitating this economy, the rain. And luckily, this year, the heavens seem to be very generous with us. Our God seems to turn towards us now, and the rains are good, and I hope they will continue like that. And once we have that on course, then there's a lot of things that are going to now change. And look at agriculture. We were once called the breadbasket of Africa, not because of the white farmers in the struggle that which people always say. White farmers only produce maize, mainly for stock feed and other things. The food that we ate, we all know, every holiday, when it's a farming season, we would go to the mushers and do what this food thing is doing now. And this is what we need to encourage. We need to make sure that kwachuma kwarima, and we've got so much bags of maize stored up there, doing the same thing, whoever, the same thing. And as a result, the surplus was now then going to JB, and that's what we would end up actually exporting out. And this system we had now abandoned because everyone started that rural to urban migration. We forgot about Mindayedu. I remember when I was growing up, we had first pieces of land that we were actually farming, and now there's nothing like that anymore. And once we go back to that route, then we'll start getting our agriculture right, we'll start getting our food supply right, and things start turning around. So what was really missing was the rains. And now what is also missing is the positivity, that mindset. Once we don't have it, we're going to move nowhere.
Yes, can you hold on there, Mr. Joseph Chuma? In terms of positivity, let's listen to this lady, Notando Pulu. Her trade name is Nomina. I think that's the positivity that... Chuma is talking about. So this lady is a singer based in Germany, and she was born in Plumtree. So she's positive that she's going to do something very big for Zimbabwe, especially people that are facing a hunger. So let's listen to what she's saying.
Hello, my name is Nomina. I am the ambassador of World Peace Berlin in Germany, and I am the initiator for this campaign that we're going to be running, SAP, is about the hunger crisis in Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe has been rated as one of the countries with the world's top global food crisis. So it is really very alarming for now. So that is why I decided to start this program in Zimbabwe in cooperation with the AIM-X Foundation. They are going to be supporting us with a sum of money for the donations, food donations in Zimbabwe. So I'm very proud to have such a foundation working with me to support Zimbabwe and to stop hunger in Zimbabwe. So let me tell you something about me. I was born in Plumtree in Changwa. I went to Changwa Primary School, which is now called Sikatini Primary School. So I remember those days, you know, like walking from home. I was staying at Bulu area around Ntumbane. And, you know, walking to school. I mean, it wasn't really that far, but we had other children. We were coming, I mean, who were coming from a very far distance, you know, really far, far away places, walking kilometers, you know, just to get to school. So I could imagine, like, if a child is hungry and then also expected to walk to school and also to be able to concentrate at school, that is very, 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 very difficult to ask for a little child to do so. So that is why I have decided that it is better that we start in schools. Of course, I didn't decide this on my own. We decided this with the World Peace Berlin and with our partner, CISO Loetu, the CISO Health Organization in Bulawayo. So we have been working on this as to how we can make this campaign work, you know, so we can be able to raise enough money to feed a child for only $10. So that is really something that is so heartfelt, you know, that I felt like I had to do just for the area, first of all, my area where I was born, and that is Plumtree, you know, and growing in this place, I felt like I think it's really the right thing for me to do, to give back to my community, to where I was born.
Right, so that sounds very positive, right, Jonga?
Yes, Gibbs. You know, many Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing a lot of philanthropic work, helping people back home. And I think this should be something that we applaud very much. Looking at by end of I think November, almost $900 million was sent back home as remittances by people in the diaspora. That is building the economy. So I think that is very positive that the lady is doing, and all the other guys, including you, Gibbs, and me, were in the diaspora. Thank you so much. And I also want to take this opportunity to say Happy New Year to my brother, Mr. Joseph Chuma. Welcome to the show.
Yes, and then, so let's go to Mr. Mankoh.
Thank
Mr.
you very much. Yes. Thank you very much, my brother. Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, so Mr. Mankoh, just less than a minute. What can you say about this lady who's saying, I'm going to come out very strongly to help Zimbabwe? 1 minute.
She can only do so much, but she, all those works, which are very commendable, cannot replace the role of central government in putting in place policies to uplift the welfare of the Zimbabwean people. As Jonga says, there is a lot of money that has been invested into the country, into the people, the families, by diaspora. But still there is stinking poverty in the country, mainly because of a leadership deficiency, where government is failing to come up with a tough position on corruption, resulting in government losing billions of dollars, which are being stashed in homes when the central government itself is poor. We are reaching a level where individuals are richer than the state. roads are impassable throughout the country until the government decides that they want to do things in the best interest of Zimbabwe. They stop doing things like they're an occupation force. Then all that money, the goodwill, all the efforts will be hindered. And I will be grateful if they accept, allow the lady to do a job. Otherwise, it will be also be very difficult to implement some of those good projects in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. What's your reaction to what Notandopulu is trying to do, you know? Go ahead, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much, my brother Gibbs. These are all the kind of steps and the efforts that we need to look forward to as we go on to 2021 and beyond. These are the kind of attitudes that we need to have some more people to say, let us do something for the country. You see, this mindset of always thinking that central government is supposed to do things for you must really be put to some corner if we are going to emerge and survive as a people. At times, it should be, what am I doing for the government? Because the government is only but an institution for us, by us. So what we need to be saying now is that if you look at issues of corruption, corruption is not done by government, but it's done by individuals, either in government or not in government. And the biggest problem that we have with corruption is that if it's done between one or two people or even more, and once there is no exposure to that, even the law itself cannot prosecute at all, because the law is asked, remember, it only deals with evidence, hardcore evidence. Without that, there can never be any prosecution. So it's not government. I want to say that it's not the CPF. I want to say it's the NBC. It's the people within this institution that do this hideous thing, and we let them go scot-free because we always want to paint it and push it to government, push it to ZANU-PF, push it to MDC, and those people go scot-free. It is high time that everybody is supposed to be in a position to say, Comrade Chuma is doing ABC, and the evidence is here.
Thank you.
Then we prosecute Comrade Chuma as an individual, but not to say Comrade Chuma is anti, so ZANU-PF is dirty and is shit. No, it should be the individual that must carry their own cross, and that way we will start fixing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Babu Chonga, we have got two people, one in Lower Kweru, mm-hmm. and the other in Matobo. So let's hear first the person, the farmer in Kweru.
I'm going to visit this band. Usopumatima, Eshakare Lua Kweru. Nikuluma Neskava San, Momo at Wiso Suna, Lumiaga SSU Puchi. Lumiaga Ubumu Vigakulu, Indala Ivimkulu, Amanzo, now Wau Vestenza, the Sles Poranj Ezimbi. Esses cabinets that want Abakwana imizi 800. Besinathisa inkomo khonapho kusiba lamalayini amaningi. Inkomo lazo ziswela ukudla kakhulu. Khona sase singena emkhuhlaneni lwadu khona bakithi owe-corona. Umkhuhlane we-corona lowo usibisele emva kakhulu. Abantwana kabasayanga ezikolo, khathesi okulobugangi obukhulu kakhulu abantwana. Abasakhuzeki abantwana. Sebejayele ukube bebamva imali kugelu lapha kule mfulo ongugelu lapha abadinga khona imali. So abantwana sebejayele imali abasabambeki bakithi. Loku kubuyela esikolo sokunzima. Umnyaka loka 2021 njengobana sesiphuthe u-2020 elezulu elihle kangaka. Sikhangelele ukuthi silime, sikhangele ukuthi siyakunqenqeseza kuvuna okuhle, sithole ukudla, abantu baphile, abo bajabule kakhulu. La manzi ayabe sekhona awezifuyo emfuleni lapha siyabe sesingasagayeli izibukane.
Ngesikhala ngabathi basikani. Ngibasi. Ngizaka khonapha isinkwe ngendlela khonapha. Futhi khonapha isinkwe. Ngizaka umasilindi enzala lo moyo weplanti. Bahlala khonapha ngakhulela khonapha idrobo. Ungagadi isimota fumi sekulobheka uzangithola nikho lapha kwazindawo. Ngiyazi khonapha ekhaya. Ngile 90 ngaphambanisi, ngangaphambanisi ne 92.
So, Chonga, I think you heard the lady here. She's a very dejected woman. She lost about 4 kids. You know, she's saying she's devastated, and she's be turning 93 this year. And she's happy that she's still alive, but she says it pains her to be alive when she has lost so many
kids.
And the farmer that we had previously, he was talking about maybe government helping in providing fertilizer. So maybe you can chip in there, and then we wrap up our program, Chonga.
Yes, you are. Zvino siririsa mashoko atanzwa Gibbs achitaurwa naamai yavo ekuti ivo vari kuviga vana vavo panzvimbo yekuti vange vachitarisira kuti vana vangu vanozondiviga kana ndashaya. Ndo dambudziko guru riri kuchemwa nevabereki vakawanda. Tanzwa amai vachitaura kuti vakarasikirwa nevana vana kuburikidza nechirwere cheCovid mugore iro ra2020. Tinotarisirawo kuti ivo neupenyu vachararama mugore ra2021 kunyange vakusvitsa makore 93 tatarisira kuti vadarike zana. Gibbs, ndinoimba kuti vamaguhu vangadai vaine mashoko ekuti tinzwe kubva kwavari mugore ra2021 satavhara. Vamaguhu, taura henyu.
Zvita Jonga, ini ndinongoti Zimbabwe ine nyika ine zvinhu zvakaikwanira kuti vagari vayo vawane upenyu hwakanaka. Chiri kudiwa chete utungamiri hwakanaka. Hurumende ngaidhile nenyaya dzeuori. Hurumende ngaitaure nevanhu, ngaipiwe mazano nevanhu kuti yoita sei kuti nyika yedu ibude mubako mairi iko zvinezvi, itangewo kufambirana nedzimwe nyika. Mazvita.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Joseph Chuma, maybe you've got a message for people in Zimbabwe. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and thank you very much, Jonga. What I can say as we enter 2021 is that positivity of mind will always generate a good state of health in terms of anything, be it the economy, be it your body itself. We just need to be positive all the time. And we need to also be sincere with each other. And we need not to protect and shield people that are doing the wrong things in society. As long as we want to prosper in Zimbabwe, let us always be one. Let us always be patriotic to our country. Things will get right one day as long as we stay positive. Thank you.
So, but Mr. Mako, is it possible to be one, to be united?
It is very possible to be united, but everything begins with leadership. If we have got a leadership that unifies people, people will be united. If we have got a leadership that says it's our turn to eat, then society will be divided.
That is not on our side, guys, you know.
Yes, you know, I also want to say happy 2021 to everybody. Wish you a prosperous year.
Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., but saying thank you to Mr. Parai Makuu and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Have a happy New Year.